pitch and the Panthers went home.
You're now listening to WGAY, your home for conservative talk radio. No, we did not pick that call sign, and no, we do not know how to get it changed.
Welcome back to InfoWars. I'm your host, Ben Demova. Listen, fellas, the FCC, you know, they don't like us very much over here. First it was the call sign, then they don't like the name of my show. All the government and George Soros' little puppets in Washington want to do is harass the little guy, you know? They want to take away our freedom of speech. They send us fines for broadcasting profane content every day. But thanks to the funding and support from loyal listeners like you, we can tell them to shove those fines right up their tight little... And there's nothing those... can do about it. Anyway, folks, today we're here talking about the police. The good old boys in blue. They work so hard to protect us every day. You know, whenever I go outside and I see a cop, my day gets like 5, 10, 15 times better, knowing that they're out there patrolling those streets, cleaning up all the liberal scum that don't want to respect authority. Let me tell you, I've never had a bad experience with a cop in my life. I even have a little story to share about how good the cops in this city are. Listen, the other day, I was on my way home from work. You know, I spend a long day here at the radio station, then I head on home to my lovely wife, Samantha. So I pull up in front of my house, and I see a squad car parked right outside. Immediately, I start thinking, oh god, the liberal trolls, they tried to commit a siege on my house. They tried to commit an act of terrorism on my home again. Hopefully my wife is safe inside. So I go running in the door yelling, hey, Big Daddy's home, what's going on in here? And I hear some ruffling around upstairs in my bedroom area. So I go upstairs and I find my lovely wife standing there completely naked from the waist down and an officer to her side fidgeting with his belt. Now, it's not what it seems, folks. As it turns out, the commie Antifa super soldiers, they broke into my home. They stole all of my wife's pants while she was asleep. And thankfully, that absolute hero of an officer was there and willing to give my wife the pants off his very own body, just so she wouldn't feel cold if there was a little draft. These people are goddamn selfless patriots of our country. And all the left wants to do is paint them as these horrible scumbags that, Lord, you'd think they killed their dogs or stole their girlfriends from them or something. Come on, it just doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, when we come back from this commercial break, we're going to take some listener calls and hear some of your feel-good cop stories.
Hello, are you struggling to satisfy your wife the same way you did 20 years ago? Maybe she did not age well and you can no longer get it up when you see her. Or maybe she is threatening to leave you for a new hot young man with a job where he can literally shoot a minority, bang, captured on 4K camera, and not get fired for it. Listen, if you are feeling desperate and willing to try anything to make sweet love to her again, buy my new Dr. Downbed Super Maximum Hyper Extreme Performance Ultimate Male Vitality Pills and turn your sad life around today. Developed after days of animal testing and produced with the strongest steroids available on the market, these pills will increase your sex drive, sperm count, stamina. You may even grow an extra limb or a chromosome. Who knows what the limits are, really? I certainly don't. Listen, it isn't too late to turn your pathetic life around today and start being the big hot man I know you can be. The FDA will tell you our product is dangerous to your health and highly addictive. But maybe you have considered that they simply don't want to see you winning. Look, I make deal of a lifetime for you. I send you one free bottle, you just pay shipping. And I know, listen, call it a hunch, that you will need to buy more one day. And we will talk about real price then, yes? Call me, Dr. Downbad, today and start living your new life as a real man's man.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Head on down to the Bang Bros Center in sunny Miami, Florida. For our 27th annual Monster Truck Rally. If you're sick of being told to stay inside by liberal politicians, afraid of a little virus, Come on down for a day of good old-fashioned American fun and watch our big trucks do tremendous leaps as you scream in close proximity to complete strangers. While the local hospital's ICU is only at 75% capacity, tickets are almost sold out with our venue at 100% capacity. Now where would you rather be?
Hey, welcome back. We're about to take some calls from you live right now on the air. Alright, here's our first caller, one Harry Sachs. What do you have to share about the police?
Hey, how you doing there today, pal? I just wanted to call in and say I'm pretty sure your wife got absolutely schlonged by that cop. So tell me, how does it feel being a cook?
What the hell did you just call me? Hey, show some goddamn respect, boy. Producers, block that guy. They're sending the trolls after me again. God damn it. They think they could just lie to my face and tell me that my wife would be unfaithful to me. My beautiful hot wife? Listen, pal, you don't know Samantha like I do, and she would never do such a thing. I mean, just listen to me, folks. I've got raw testosterone pumping through my veins. There's no bigger man out there than me. Now, could we please get one real caller with that damn story to share, please? For the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, how you doing there today, big fella? What's going on?
I'm doing alright, man. I'm a big-time fan of the show. I've been listening to you every day for the last 11 years of my life. And, I just wanted to call in and share my story, you know? Yeah, alright, well, my brother's a pretty bad guy. He went down a dark path for a while now, and I don't really speak to him much anymore.
Dark path? What do you mean a dark path?
Well, I've always been a bit of an outsider to my family, but when he found out how much I liked your show, he offered to listen to an episode with me. It was your episode on, how raising the minimum wage would be worse than the Holocaust. And, he didn't like it. He told me that you were saying dangerous things and that I shouldn't listen to you, but I told him no, I didn't believe him. And he called me pathetic and stormed off, and I didn't speak to him for months.
So when you said he went down a dark path, did you mean the nightlight in his little baby bedroom went out? Oh, he sounds like just another snowflake that couldn't handle the truth.
There's more to my story. So a few months later, I found out that he got arrested at a Black Lives Matter rally after a cop saw he was holding something in his hands. They thought it was a gun, but it was just his cell phone, and they've got him locked up. Man, he's still locked up now. My family hasn't been able to see him. I love you and your show, but I just don't think them cops, I think they ain't right.
Who the hell do you think you are coming on my show telling me that I'm wrong? You call yourself a fan of me? Listen, buddy, I don't need ya. Your brother, he deserved it. Hell, he deserved more for being at one of them damn Antifa rallies. Let me tell ya, he...
And now, for another commercial break.
Are you currently engaged in an ugly legal battle with your former significant other and want to protect yourself from losing it all in court? Your money and your kids are on the line. Why trust it with any old run-of-the-mill firm when you could be represented by the law offices of Jack and Jill Mehoff, specializing in all of your divorce needs? We'll make sure that your soon-to-be ex-wife doesn't steal your hard-earned assets, and we'll fight for your visitation rights harder than the demons you're fighting within yourself at this tumultuous time in your life. We have a 66% win rate in court, and as a wise man once said, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. So give us a shot today. We promise things can't get any worse.
Hi, I'm Mike Hawk, and I'm here today to show you my proprietary new invention, the Your Pillow, the only pillow designed exclusively to cater to all your sleeping needs. Our unique contour design gives you all the comfort of one of those motorized, number sleep beds without all the tracking devices and mind control brainwaves they put in them. We've been a trusted company for years now. We're one of the only companies you can trust that still advertises on good old American radio stations like this one. And with a name like Your Pillow, instills all the pure capitalistic values that we hold close. Except no commie knockoffs like Our Pillow. It's all a scam. We're the only legit ones. All of our pillows are fully guaranteed. If you do not have the best night's sleep of your life, I will personally come to your house and I will show you how to use this damn pillow the right way. Trust me, folks, this is one purchase you will not regret, so call now.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.